KFNN.
CQ, 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 and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
CQ, CQ, and welcome to Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW. Today's show, sponsored in part by EDCO, Electronic Distributors Incorporated, MFJ Enterprises, and Exotic Research Report. Our phone number today, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. And we have a good show today. We've got a ton of people, actually, that we're going to interview today about SPREE. Actually stands for the Spartan Packet Radio Experiment. I'm not too certain about all that it entails, but these guys are. We're going to have a bunch of them. I think we've got four or five holding to be interviewed about SPREE. And it's very interesting. Combines packet and combines the space program, combines amateur radio, it combines GPS all into one. So this is definitely something of a technical marvel and digital communications, and it'll be extremely interesting. Our phone number again is 1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366. We're going to take your calls, and we invite your participation if you want to know more about SPREE. And want to remind people, if you want to go to my homepage on the web, you'll find that there's an emergency announcement on there, and we'll get into that next week on Super Bowl Sunday when we talk about major manufacturers starting to sell their goods through unusual places, and we'll see what you people feel about that, and we'll talk about that and this emergency announcement that's on my webpage, and I'll give you my address a little bit later. But right now we're going to take a break. When we come back, we go to the entire group at SPREE, so we'll be right back. Exotic Research Report, the new magazine edition, is out. It's dedicated to the preservation of American independence, but I caution you, the issue contains 100% pure, unadulterated, mind-altering material. Really, this is a magazine you should subscribe to. What is in this month's? Crop circles, an ongoing enigma. The Geet machine, plasma technology you can buy. Implosion technology that you can build. An alternative way to cope with stress. All this and so much more. How about a HARP resource guide? You know, we've talked about HARP. How about magnetic motors and generators, mind control? All these things are available from Exotic Research. Give them a call at 1-800-446-3465. That's 1-800-446-3465. They even got vitamins and other interesting things, but I'm telling you, Exotic Research Report in this new book is really good, a new magazine this month. 1-800-446-3465. Mention Ham Radio and More when you make the call. Exotic Research.
Our guest today is Lyle Fendishman, radio's first engineer.
I've been around since the days of silent radio, before talkies were invented.
Mr. Fendishman, have you seen this fantastic new book, Blast from the Past, A Pictorial History of Radio's First 75 Years by B. Eric Rhodes?
Boy, it's wonderful. All of these 900-plus photos are all people I worked with in radio from the very start.
As you look through Blast from the Past, you miss the good old days?
Well, you know, I sit here in my little one-room apartment, and I still feel part of the radio business. I turn the knobs on my dresser, pretending it's part of the equipment, and cue my one-eyed cat, who bites me on occasion, just like the, well, Marie used to do on the old show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fendishman.
Snack you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry I can't read well anymore.
Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
Looking for an MFJ pocket-sized Morse code tutor? The MFJ 418 is it. $79.95 or less. You can learn Morse code fast and anywhere. The LCD display lets you check your copy instantly. There's an easy no-code beginner's course, and it takes you beyond the extra class. There's customized practice, plain English, QSOs, word recognition mode, interactive mode. You can learn Morse code anywhere, anytime with this tiny MFJ Pocket Morse Code Tutor. This is it. With the plain English QSO practice, it helps you pass the FCC code exam. It's great. And it's $79.95 or less. That's the MFJ 418. It makes a great present also. That's MFJ 418. It's new. It takes you from the beginner's class all the way up. It has instant replay and so much more. Give them a call at 1-800-647-1800. That's 1-800-647-1800. Remember, they have the no matter what free warranty. It's tremendous. That's MFJ, 1-800-647-1800. Call them now.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
And we're back to Ham Radio and More. Lynn Winkler here, KB7LPW. Our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Let me remind you that our homepage on the internet is www.goodnet.com/, and then that little tilde, that funny looking thing, lenwink/hrm.htm. Again, www.goodnet.com/lenwink/hrm for Ham Radio and More, .htm. And there is an emergency message, an announcement on there, and we'll talk about that next week if you read it and try to understand what it's talking about. Okay, today we're going to talk about SPRE, the Spartan Packet Radio Experiment. And online, we've got quite a few people. For instance, we've got Wayne Shanks, and he's a graduate student in physics, worked in the space physics department for 7 years. He started as an undergrad. He's done design and calibration for 4 space instruments. We've got Ken McCoy, N3FZX, and he's been a ham since 1988. He's always liked electronics. He's a former vice president and president of UMARA. He is the SPRE lead electrical engineer, and he has been in the project lead since April of 95. We've got Dan Meyer, N3UBM, who's a junior electrical engineering major at University of Maryland in College Park. He's president of W3EAX, which is the Amateur Radio Association at the University of Maryland. We have John Mitchell, KD3FG, who, let's see, what is he doing? He's been licensed since 1980. He's in computer science and physics, and he's the lead software engineer for SPRE. And then we have Scott Rosenfeld, NF3I, who is the, let's see, treasurer of UMARA, master of engineering. He's got systems engineer. He's a big CW guy, and you know how they go along on the Ham Radio and More show. So welcome to Ham Radio and More, guys.
Thank you.
Ah, there we are. Everybody sounds great. First of all, what the heck is SPRE?
SPRE who, is a...
And
who, a
who's talking?
...based ham radio experiment that utilizes GPS.
Okay, is this Ken?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I just, so that we get the voices. All right, Ken. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Okay. So it's a amateur radio experiment, and it's utilizing GPS?
GPS. We flew aboard the Spartan spacecraft, which is a spacecraft that's out of NASA Goddard Space Flight Center.
Uh-huh.
And this particular flight of Spartan, Spartan's a reusable spacecraft, there was a GPS experiment. And there were a couple other experiments on the spacecraft as well. And in late 93, there was a small...
We're getting a little feedback from that phone.
Okay.
Okay?
There we go.
All right.
How's that?
Sounds much better.
In late 93, there was a small group of hams at Goddard who were working on trying to come up with a ham radio payload to fly on this spacecraft. Since there was an opportunity, there was space and power and weight available for such an experiment. We had found out through some people working on the Spartan spacecraft that they were looking for a group to maybe put together such a system. I work as electrical engineer in the space business, and had been talking with the hams at Goddard, and brought it up to the University of Maryland, the radio club. I said, hey, you know, we have an opportunity here. We could build an experiment and fly it in space. So that's kind of how the project started. And we decided we'd want to make full use of the GPS that was going to be available on the spacecraft to try to do some new things that haven't been done with amateur radio.
For instance,
to try out Barbara Ninga's APRS system in a satellite application to see sort of a proof of concept of how this would do on a satellite. Previously, there hadn't been any other opportunities or satellites to try this out on, and this was kind of a way to do it where you didn't have to invest in a whole satellite to try it out.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
That's kind of how we got started. We basically worked with Bob and came up with an experiment. Wrote a proposal to the Spartan people, telling them what we want to do, and they approved it and said, "Hey, welcome aboard."
From the time that it was thought of to the launch was about how long?
It was about 2 years, but originally when we were working on the project in the early days, we were originally going to fly on STS-69. So originally we had less than a year to put together everything. But due to some delays in the shuttle program and remanifesting, we ended up on STS-72. And that kind of dragged things out a bit, which actually kind of helped us out. So from start till flight was about 2 years.
Okay, and that took off, when did 72 take off?
72 took off on January 11th, 96.
And
about a year ago.
And I presume it was a successful mission.
It was a very successful mission. The Spartan spacecraft was one of two primary payloads. The other primary payload was a Japanese satellite, which was retrieved. And the other, of course, was Spartan, which was also deployed. It flew for about 48 hours and was also retrieved and brought back to Earth.
Okay. And let's see, where is it, or what is the condition of the SPREE project now?
Right now, we're looking actually to try to fly again. The Spartan spacecraft as a whole is looking to fly again. They're working on trying to get manifested onto another flight. The primary experiments on the Spartan spacecraft want to do more science, and of course, if they fly, then we were invited to tag along. So we're kind of in a waiting game right now. So we understand if space station slips, our opportunities increase.
Now, where did most of the money come from to do this?
Most of the money was actually from the University of Maryland Amateur Radio Club's budget. University of Maryland Amateur Radio Club is a student group on the campus at the College Park campus of the University of Maryland, and they have a budget that they're allocated each year. So that's where most of the money came from, to fund parts and materials. And
how much money are we talking about that was actually involved?
It was about $3,000 or so from the club's funds, which was a good part of their annual budget, when we were in the assembly and procurement phase. But we also got a $1,500 grant from what was then Martin Marietta. That so totals about $4,500 in funding there for various people on the project who contributed themselves, bought parts out of their own pocket money as well. So.
Okay, I hear our music. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more to Ken and the rest of the guys about Spree. We'll take your calls at 1-800-293-5366. We've got Phil in Bethesda asking a question about software. We'll be right back to Ham Radio and more. So have you called Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, yet? The fleet director of Earnhardt Dodge, the largest Dodge dealer in the world. Doesn't matter if you live in Florida or Chicago or Phoenix or Maine or California, wherever it is that you live, if you want the best price going on a vehicle today with no hassles, no boiler room tactics, just the best deal you can get, Ken Nichols is the guy to call. Just give him the name of the model that you want, the make that you want, the options that you want. He'll give you the list price and the selling price right there over the phone. There's no hassle. It's a pleasure to do business with Ken Nichols. I'm telling you, don't make a mistake by not calling him. Call him. Get a quote. Doesn't matter. Give him a call. 1-800-497-8740. Extension 580. Make sure you mention Ham Radio and More. He's a ham radio operator, has been around for a long time, and has sponsored this show for over 5.5 years. That's Ken Nichols, 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. Factory direct to you. The lowest prices.
Will your children be off to college soon? In the face of skyrocketing tuition costs, where will you get the money? Unbelievably, there's over $15 billion in financial aid just waiting to be claimed. And you'll find it in Prentice Hall's The Scholarship Book. No matter what the grades, age, or family income, The Scholarship Book can help you get the money you need. It's the complete guide to private sector scholarships, grants, and loans. Over 400 pages of little-known facts on more than 100,000 scholarships, some worth over $20,000. The scholarship book is easy to use. You'll find money for students to study anything from accounting to zoology, for students of various races, ancestries, or religions. There's even money for left-handed students. Find out who has the scholarships, how much they're worth, and how to get them, even if you're already in college. Now you can get the inside track to billions in financial aid with the Scholarship Book. A special hardcover edition is just 3 easy payments of $8.99 plus shipping.
Call 800-543-5300 now. That's 800-543-5300.
Here's how you can become a smarter investor and get 4 weeks of Barron's free. When you subscribe to Barron's, the Financial Weekly, for 13 weeks and use your credit card, you'll receive an extra 4 weeks free. That's a 24% savings off the newsstand price and a full 17 weeks of Barron's to help you become a smarter investor. No one looks at the markets with a more insightful eye than Barron's, offering timely coverage of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Everything the independent investor needs to stay informed. Subscribe to Barron's today. Get the knowledge and insight you need to help you achieve your investment goals. Don't miss this great offer. 13 weeks for just $39, plus an extra 4 weeks free. This offer is available to new subscribers only. Act now.
Call toll-free in the continental U.S. 800-228-8222. That's 800-228-8222. For Barron's, it's how money becomes wealth.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More.
Hey, we're back to Ham Radio and More. Len Winkler here, KB7LPW. We have one line available at 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. We're talking about SPREE, the Spartan Packet Radio Experiment. Had a lot to do with Packet and APRS, Bob Reninga's thing, APRS. And who do we have? We have Ken still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, just want to be sure. I don't know. I'm not sure who we have now, so we're trying to get the line. Now, that sounds a lot better.
Good.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Where were we? Okay. Were individual amateur radio operators able to connect and make any kind of a QSO or a connection at least with this, or was it just basically sending out where it was as a positioning deal?
Experimenters or people on the ground could not connect to SPREE. Mm-hmm. It worked the standard way APRS works. You send the unconnected packets. SPREE would hear it. It would relay it to the ground. So if SPREE was flying over at your given location, you could see yourself, assuming you got through, as well as the locations of all the other hams within the footprint of the spacecraft who would get through.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we were taking the GPS knowledge that was on board the spacecraft, and we were beaming that down. So we're also beaming down exactly where the spacecraft was.
Okay, what, out of curiosity, what equipment were you using on board?
On board, we had two radios. We had a modified ICOM 2AT, which was our main transmitter. We only transmitted down on 2 meters. And the ham experiment was done all on 2 meters. People on the ground would transmit on 2 meters.
Mm-hmm.
We had a ICOM 4AT UHF radio, which was just used as a receiver for our command link. We had the capability to send commands to it to turn it off or pull for some more housekeeping data and a few other features. So the only people that could connect to it were people who were on our ground control network that we had, which was called SPREENET. So we had several stations who were picked by SPREE to be ground control stations, and we were all connected to each other via the internet in real time. So, for instance, when SPREE was powered on, it happened to be flying over Hawaii, and we had a ground station in Hawaii. He picked it up. The telemetry and housekeeping information that we saw was beamed across the internet, and we saw it in real time on our screens at the University of Maryland, where our central control station was. So we had a little mission control operation going.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and to sum the whole packet experiment up, what did you find? Any amazing conclusions? Did you come to any amazing conclusions? Is there something that we're able to do that we weren't before? What did we learn from this?
What did we learn? We learned that it's difficult to fly in space. That was one thing we learned. It's a lot of work. From the ham experiment side, SPREE did go off the air a bit prematurely, so we didn't get as many opportunities to play with the APRS aspects. But it seemed to work well. We got a couple good passes. People seemed to enjoy playing with that, and you know, it's always a big thing in amateur radio when you're talking to someone to know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, you could have it instantly appear on your screen. We also quite pleased with the way SPREENET worked. This is the first time that we know of that anybody's had a real-time ground control network that was completely internet-based. We were able to communicate with all of our other remote ground stations 100% via the internet. So I think that's got applications in the future with potentially other satellites and educational programs, being able to bring it into the classroom.
So even though this is an amateur radio experiment, we use the internet, even though we have lots of people who always complain to me, why do I talk about the internet? It's a competitor to amateur radio. We have to use the internet to get these things done, huh?
Well, we use it as a tool.
Right.
We kind of didn't use it as to compete with amateur radio, but we sort of integrated it with amateur radio.
And I think that's the future of amateur radio.
That's correct.
Yeah, so I tend to agree, but there's always the naysayer who hates to see modernization. I think that we'd be foolish and totally ignorant if we were to say that the internet is our competitor and we have to ignore it.
That's correct. I mean, it could be used to teach people about amateur radio as well.
Okay, our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. We're going to take a station identification. We come back, we'll go right to the phones. We do have one line available on Ham Radio and More, and we're talking about SPREE, the Spartan Packet Radio Experiment. We'll be right back after station ID. Okay, we're back. We're talking to Ken McCoy, N3FZX, and he was the lead electrical engineer as well as project head of SPREE. And our phone number is 1-800-293-5366. And let's go to Bethesda, Maryland. Phil, you're on Ham Radio and More.
Yes, I had a question. Was the software original design, or was it adapted from existing software? And two, what language did they write this program in?
Well, actually, we have John Mitchell here, who's our lead programmer, and I'll have him answer that question.
Okay, John, welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Thank you. There were two parts of the software, actually. There were several parts. One was the actual software that was on the satellite itself, and that was written in assembly language for the 6811 microprocessor. SpreeNet itself was written in C and C++. Bob Berninga, I believe, used Visual Basic for his APRS software. The SPREE software was all original design, and we basically wrote it from scratch. I think that answers that question.
Okay. Huh. Phil, do you have a follow-up? Or?
No, I just wanted to say thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot, Phil.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, well, answered concisely. 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Jay, WA5WHN in Albuquerque, how you doing today?
Oh, I liked your CW comment at the beginning of the show.
You got that, did you?
Get your dig in while you can. And,
oh, thanks.
Couple comments, Ken, if Ken's back there.
Yeah, I think they're all listening. It's just a matter of who picks it up and answers.
By the way, I applaud you guys for trying to rad hard an IC2AT. That's pretty tough to do and keep it alive. Can I extrapolate a little bit on this? If you guys watch the fox hunters that are using APRS, this brings up a whole new set of experiments where you could have two or three of these satellites up and essentially run them in an interferometer mode. Essentially, gives the meaning of fox hunt a whole new meaning on the ground. And the second part of this is, if you guys have that set up in, a satellite that can tell a repeater that's listening on a frequency exactly where it's at, you just solved a lot of as-L tracking for those circular polarized antennas, guys.
Absolutely. There's many applications for this with the satellite-based system, you know, tracking locations. Of course, mobile people, fox hunts, repeaters, a number of different things.
I think it's wonderful. Did you get any support from the ARRL?
Not a whole lot, but we didn't approach them in a vigorous manner.
Okay,
to be honest, when we started out on the project, we had a very tight schedule, so we were very swamped with the technical issues. They did help us out with some PR and stuff, getting the word out to some schools. They could also participate with APRS.
I applaud you for doing it in Visual C++ and Visual Basic. That means the codes are reusable.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, so we do it. Thanks a lot, guys. I'd be looking forward to the follow-on. If you can get more than one bird up, we could play.
Great.
Okay, and then put an FM transponder on it, but that thing would be swamped and on the coast. Thanks a lot, Lynn.
All right,
Jay. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Okay, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. We're talking about SPREE, the Spartan Packet Radio Experiment, and I think a lot of people might have questions, but they don't know enough about what to ask. Now, we got to take a real short pause here, and we'll be right back to Ham Radio and More. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, this is Ham Radio and More, and I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW. What do we talk about? We talk about amateur radio, all types of amateur radio, and today we're talking about SPREE, the Spartan Packet Radio Experiment. Our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366, and we have Ken McCoy, M3FZX, the project lead. We have John Mitchell, KD3FG, who was the lead software engineer. We have Dan Meyer here. We have Wayne Shanks here. We have Scott Rosenfeld. So we've got all kinds of people here who are all involved some way or another with SPREE, and I you know, as much as I'm hearing about this, I'm still kind of up in the air regarding, you know, what our future with this can be. I mean, if we go up a second time, is there going to be something new involved? Is Bob Berninga, did he come up with new software for APRS? Has he learned something about APRS? I know that you used some new APRS software. I think, what do you call that, APR track or something that was used or something? I'm just curious as to where it's going. I know I've had Bob on this show a while ago talking about APRS, and you know, I remember when it first was started and everybody was into Packet. Packet was really hot and heavy, and then all of a sudden, you know, TNC sales all over the country, probably all over the world, seemed to like take a nosedive. Packet itself, and the only thing that you hear people doing is the APRS, and it's not so much on VHF and UHF anymore, but I guess they're on, what, 30 meters is primarily where most people are using APRS stuff, and I'm just wondering where it's evolving to.
Well, one of the goals and objectives of SPREE was to promote amateur radio and to be an educational tool in schools, where schools could set up a simple packet radio station, perhaps just to listen or to actually transmit their location to SPREE and have it appear on the screen, you know, assuming they bring in a ham. We think this is a good way to promote amateur radio in schools and work with science programs, because the APRS package is, you know, a nice visual attention grabber. It's more interactive than, say, working the Sorex robot, where you see, you know, a call sign and a number. You know, that's kind of a bit abstract to students. But with SPREE and the APR track, which is just a variation of APRS that has a capability of displaying some telemetry data, you can use the telemetry data and analyze it in science class. There's, of course, the geography lesson that you could use. Talk about orbits and space communications and the like. So if we fly again, we'd probably work on developing that further, as well as seeing how APRS works from a satellite. Hopefully we'll be flying over the United States in the daylight time, and we get some more people to try it out as well.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that in some of the literature that I downloaded off the internet, it talks about what the software does and everything. And I mean, in full color, and uses full color maps and graphics. It sounds, you know, really interesting. And I think that amateur radio needs to keep pushing the envelope and do some of these unusual things to keep allowing amateur radio to exist.
We agree, and you know, we had one case. There was a school that had a little science program kind of revolving around it. And they had little teams of students who, you know, one team worked on getting capillary elements and satellite tracking, and one team worked on setting up radios, and another team worked on setting up computers and whatnot. And in the science class, they actually used this to get extra credit, since we were apparently flying at the end of their semester. So, kind of helped out there, and apparently a lot of kids got involved.
Did Dayton or any of the major conventions have you guys talk a little about this at their conventions?
No. Actually, we're probably, to most of the ham community, fairly unknown.
It was new to me.
Yeah, one of the the reasons for that was we were, for a while, practically drowning in some of the technical aspects of putting this together, and we had some problems getting through some of the safety process in order to be clear to flight. So we didn't know for sure that we would be flying in a, and be able to radiate until just before launch. So this kind of slowed down our PR program, since it was the same people who were doing the PR who'd be doing the technical stuff. So we had to further that. So we didn't get the word out until fairly late.
Just curious, because you've worked on this a space project, have you guys had anything to do with or asked to have anything to do with Phase 3D?
No.
That's interesting. I would think it would maybe be a natural. Okay, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll go to Crescent City, Illinois. We'll talk to Michael, and we have a couple of lines available. 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. And we're talking about SPREE. We invite your participation into our next segment. You're listening to Ham Radio and More, and we'll be right back. Len Winkler here for EDCO Electronic Distributors. Wow, what a group of products do they have from around the world. Look at the AR8000, or some of Daiwa power supplies and SWR-PWR meters. How about Watson scanner antennas and maybe a couple of other accessories? They've got the AR2700 and so many more products. It's just amazing. Until you get their catalog, you really don't have a real comprehension for all the products that EDCO has. Give them a call at 1-800-344-0397. Okay, write it down. 1-800-344-0397. If you're a scanner enthusiast, if you need power meters, whatever you need, EDCO has it. 1-800-344-0397. Tell them that you heard about it on Ham Radio and More, and ask them to send you a free catalog. They'll do that. 1-800-344-0397. Call them today. That's EDCO.
Here is a duck. Here is a dog. Here is a bunny.
In radio's 75-year history, there were many great radio acts. Ed Beeman's unmemorable Hand Shadows of the Airwaves was not one of them. Nor was Raymond P. Hamill, radio escape artist, one of radio's outstanding shows. That's why you won't find photos of any of these shows in Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years by B. Eric Rhodes. Nor will you find Sidney Feldscher in his long-forgotten Radio Mime Hour. What you will find in radio's first 75 years is over 900 rare photos of radio greats, from Fanny Bryce to Jack Benny to Howard Stern. This beautiful coffee table book will bring back fond memories, but not of this man, radio's first and last magician, the amazing Morty.
And now I will saw my assistant, Francine, in half.
Ow!
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
Len Winkler here for Amateur Radio Trader magazine, the Ham Radio Marketplace. 64 pages twice a month with the greatest ads, the greatest information that you can possibly look for. It's amazing. You would think that this was just a magazine that had buy and sell equipment, but no. There are all kinds of informative articles, from Simpleton's Guide to Quickie Antennas or Emergency Antennas or Guide to Working All States. So many different things. And you can get a subscription by calling 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Or you can place an ad in their section of classifieds. The merchandise just sells rapidly. I'm telling you, you will be surprised at how fast it actually sells. Give them a call at 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Mention that the Ham Radio and More show told you to call 1-800-77-HAM-AD, Amateur Radio Trader, twice a month, 1-800-77-HAM-AD, 1-800-774-2623. Call now.
CQ, CQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Len Winkler, KB7LPW.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. Len Winkler here, KB7LPW. Our phone number, 1-800-293-5366. We're talking about SPREE, the Spartan packet radio experiment. We've got all the participants of SPREE online, and let's go. We have one line available, 1-800-293-5366, so grab that now. Michael, KF8ZN in Crescent City, Illinois, you're on Ham Radio and More.
Hello. I guess it just comes down to, I have a packet set up right now, just 1,200 baud. It's actually something called Poor Man's Packet, Terrestrial Packet, and it comes down to, what do I need to buy to work this new SPREE here?
Well, SPREE right now is not in orbit, okay. But if we were to fly again, all you would need is a regular packet station. You could do it with an HT. Now, you're in Illinois, so depending on what kind of an orbit we would be in, you might be a little too far north. When we flew on 72, we were in what's called low inclination orbit, which means from Illinois, it would be pretty low on the horizon.
But it is you're using terrestrial packet confection.
We're using the standard AFSK packet, nothing fancy. We tried to make it as accessible to as many people and sort of chose the least common denominator.
Well, I admit this is the first I've heard of it, but I will congratulate you on that idea of keeping it accessible to the maximum amount of people possible is all too rare.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Let's take it to the lowest common denominator here. Tell Michael if he was to have the packet on and the ship is up there and it's all working, what's he going to see on his screen?
Well, he would see probably the locations of a couple people who are getting through who would be west of him appear on his map. You'd see the actual spacecraft pop up. The spacecraft would pop up several times during the path. And you could sort of connect the dots, and you could see exactly where the spacecraft, what direction it was flying. And as it flies more to the east, you'd start to see stations that are more east of him popping up on his screen.
So basically, he could see a list of all the people that are, all the stations that are on that particular frequency.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of interesting, huh, Michael?
Well, yeah, I guess I really don't understand exactly. I admit I tuned in late, so I'm late.
Oh, the cardinal sin of radio.
Yeah, well.
No. Okay, well, you'll have to straighten up,
Yeah, well.
But no, we're basically APRS is an automated. What does that stand for? Automated packet reporting system.
Automated packet reporting system.
So it's basically telling you where stations are. It's kind of interesting. I know people use it for the weather as it moves across and all kinds of interesting things now.
Yeah, I've heard some about that. I guess I'm just out of the loop on the latest annals of packet. But anyway, we'll be listening to the show here.
Okay,
thanks for letting me in.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Floyd in Rock Ledge, Florida, KE3TO. You're on Ham Radio and More. We have one line available, 1-800-293-5366.
Good evening. SARx was a thing on shuttle and will be in the future, which the average ham should be able to get into, but it requires, I think, a directional antenna. What kind of antenna or power requirements would you have if you went back up again?
It would depend on your relative location to the orbit. If you're going to be, I guess, within the footprint, where it would be a reasonable elevation, you would need something similar to what you'd use to contact SARx. However, in our case, we have a set of nearly omnidirectional antennas that we specially designed ourselves, mounted on the spacecraft. So SPREE has got better ears than SARx. We also transmit with about 2.5 watts. It goes into a better radiating antenna. We have about 1.7 dB gain on our antennas. So we have a louder signal. It's easier to hear. With the nature of APRS sending short packets, unlike the SARx robot, where there's a connection involved, there's more transmissions that you have to exchange, so the throughput's a little bit less. And the APRS or APR track software that Bob Berninga did some customizing for us, if you made it through, it would automatically turn off your transmitter. So it helps to keep people who have been successful from clogging up the airwaves and letting other people through.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Where can we get more detailed information? Do you have a web page?
We sure do. Our web page is at http://w3eax.umd.edu, and that's the University of Maryland Amateur Radio Club's web page. And scroll down a bit, and you'll see a link to the Spree page.
Good. Did you say W3EX, like Echo X-ray?
Echo Alpha X-ray.
Echo Alpha X-ray.
Correct.
Good deal.
Okay.
We'll look for you on the web then.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff there about Spree.
Great.
Okay, Floyd, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. We're talking about Spree. It just as a comment also, Mir is up there, and you can certainly still contact Mir, and the new American astronaut is up there. And the only thing they did do is they changed the uplink to the downlink frequency and the downlink frequency to the uplink frequency. Don't ask me why they did that, but they must be a good explanation. Rex in Fairbanks, Alaska. Welcome to Ham Radio and More. How you doing, Rex?
Well, pretty good. This is I'm also a ham, WL7 Bravo Juliet, and got your email back and decided I better call and say hello.
Are you Are you listening to us on real audio or on shortwave or?
I'm listening to you on my computer on real audio. I'm having a little bit of a problem, static in and out, but it might be on my end.
Okay, Rex, you hold on through the break. We'll bring you right back after the break, okay, Rex? Okay, hold on. Don't hang up. You're listening to Ham Radio and More. We'll go back to Rex in cold Fairbanks, Alaska when we come back to Ham Radio and More.
When is a good time to subscribe to the National Business Employment Weekly? When you remember happier days at work, when you're afraid that layoffs are coming, or when you'd like to try a whole new career. In fact, anytime you'd like to get ahead, earn more money, or start your own business, it's time to subscribe to the National Business Employment Weekly. Every issue is filled with hundreds of high-salary jobs and new career options, and timely advice that can make the difference between getting that new job or not. Do you know the top 10 peeves of interviewers, or what it takes to negotiate for a better salary, or how to write a resume that will grab an employer's attention? That's the kind of timely advice you'll find in every issue to help you get the jump on a better job, a new career, or a new business opportunity. The National Business Employment Weekly, published by the Wall Street Journal. Call now and get 12 weekly issues for only $52. You'll also receive free with your paid subscription the essential 270-page guide to creating winning resumes.
Call 800-223-1100. That's 800-223-1100.
During radio's 75-year history, there were several ill-conceived shows. One such show was Dr. Antoine Sorbet, Radio Contortionist.
I will now bend my head between my legs, pushing the nose on my face up to touch my shoulder blades. Now my left arm up between my chin and chest and grasp my right elbow. I will try that once more.
This show aside, you'll find virtually every other radio show and personality from radio's beginning to the present in Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years by B. Eric Rhodes. 478 pages, over 900 rare photos make this book the nostalgia book of this year or any year.
I will now tuck the toe of my right foot under my left ear. I will try that once more.
The faces, the shows that make up radio's first 75 years, blast from the past.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
Each year, it's estimated that over 1 million people have their taxes audited by the IRS. Will you be next? Do you know what triggers an audit? What occupations have a greater chance of being audited? Or the best way to avoid one? You'll know with the Wall Street Journal Guide to Understanding Your Taxes. 115 pages of valuable information to help keep your taxes in line and you out of trouble. Learn what kind of income is tax-free, how to avoid penalties, who pays estimated taxes, and tax planning for the future. The guide retails for $14.95, but it's free with your paid subscription to the Wall Street Journal. Every business day, you'll receive the news that could have an impact on your career and your life. Knowledge that can help you get ahead and stay ahead. Subscribe now and get 10 weeks of the journal for just $3.90 a week and the tax guide free. Tax time is just around the corner.
So call now, 800-228-4420. That's 800-228-4420 for the Wall Street Journal.
CQ, CQ. This is Ham Radio and More.
Okay, we're going to see if we can move along since all lines are tied up. It always happens near the end of the show. Rex in Fairbanks, Alaska, did you have a question? Rex, you still there?
Yes, the problem with, I've talked to two or three of the space shuttles via the SARx. One of the guys says, what type of an antenna did you need? One of the times I talked to the Discover with an HT. And so any type of an antenna works. You don't have to have one that's directional. Mm-hmm. My problem is being able to get in contact with MIR. They don't seem to be coming within the shot of Alaska. And was wondering if they were going to change their direction a little bit to cover over Alaska.
Well, I'm not familiar with that. Do any of you know anything about that?
No, not really connected with their operations.
I'm not familiar if MIR is changing. I kind of doubt it, only from the standpoint that it's a space station. But, Rex, I want to thank you for calling from Fairbanks, and we're going to send you a free Larson antenna gift certificate since you're the first caller we've ever had from Alaska. So Frank's going to take your name, address, and we'll get out a Larson antenna gift certificate to you, okay?
Okay, thanks you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate it. Okay, Rex. Okay, let's go quickly to Dan in Detroit, Michigan. You're on, Dan.
Hey, Wayne?
Yes.
This is Dan Ricks. I don't know if you remember me. Dan Ricks from San Diego, California and Las Vegas.
Were you on? No, I'm not sure I do.
Do you own a radio shop in Las Vegas?
Oh, no. Certainly not. No, I'm a student here at in Maryland.
Okay. I think I got the wrong person, but I thought that you used to live in San Diego.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, Dan. Sorry.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right. Well, there goes that. I thought there was an old friend, Wayne, from like way back. You know, I noticed you're a youngster, you know, but still, who knows?
Yeah, can't go too far.
No, I couldn't go too far, back, but you just never know. Okay, Paul, you had a question from Herndon, Mississippi about what now?
Right, Len. By the way, you ever have a call from Herndon, Mississippi before?
Well, we've had them from Mississippi.
You know where I was heading.
Yes.
In any event, earlier in the program, to touch the commercial side of this, you had an advertisement for a magazine, Research, Science, whatever.
Exotic Research, yes.
Yeah. Do you have a way we can contact them?
Sure. 1-800-446-3465. 1-800-446-3465.
You always have interesting programs, Lynn, when I can get you. Sometimes the propagation isn't too good.
Well, you should hear us in Mississippi pretty good, 100,000 watts out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, but the sun has something to do with that occasionally.
Oh, that's true, but we don't know about that. In Phoenix, it's always sunny. Thanks a lot,
but you
Paul.
You can't tell in Phoenix what kind of sun it is. I mean, the stuff that interrupts propagation.
Listen,
is
it's
not
a dry heat.
You get.
It's a dry heat. That's all we know. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Bye.
Okay, guys, Ken McCoy and Wayne Shanks and Dan Meyer and John Mitchell and Scott Rosenfeld, who helped put it together, thanks a lot. Talking about Spree, time is up. So yeah. I appreciate that you guys were all here, and I hope
Thank you.
You got everything you wanted across. And 73, we're QRT. Catch you later.
And 88s. Thank you for listening to Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.